Good morning and aloha. Tomorrow is Mother's Day, and we know it to be a special day, a day to honor all mothers. Mothers are very important to us, and we all know that without mothers, we simply would not be here today, right? Besides enduring the challenges of bearing a child during childbirth, mothers will always extend their compassionate love to their children. They are very special indeed, and we truly appreciate and honor them, especially on Mother's Day. When I thought about mother's compassionate love, an example of this unlimited compassion was demonstrated by a mother on Kauai a while back. This was a rather tragic story and saddened many, as a mom by the name of Jackie gave her life trying to rescue her two sons in rough oceans at a beach on Kauai. The situation was that Jackie managed to rescue her 8-year-old son, then checked to see that someone was attending to him and her 4-year-old daughter. She was already exhausted by this time, but went back into the rip current looking for her remaining son. According to her husband, who was called to the scene after all had happened, that within a brief moment, the current swept them very quickly down into the ocean. Her 9-year-old son, Tim, disappeared from view in the rough coastal surf and was not found. Jackie was brought back to shore unconscious and later passed away. Her husband's thoughts later were that it seemed like she came back for a moment, to check if her 8-year-old son and 4-year-old daughter were all right. He thought maybe that she then went to be with Tim so he wouldn't be alone. That was the kind of thing she would do, her husband thought. Witnesses saw her appear to regain consciousness briefly on the beach, and her husband believes it was a kind of extraordinary emotional resurfacing to make a final check on her surviving children. As far as being a loving mother and wife, she was everything possible, he said. The compassionate love of mother as demonstrated in an ultimate sacrifice, the sacrifice of her life, is told here. This is the nature of mother's loving capacity. In our teachings, Amida Buddha's infinite compassion is bestowed upon us. His boundless compassion is given to all, with no doubt, no matter who we are, and accepts us just as we are. Amida's compassion is manifested in this realization of our self-centered behavior, the cause of our suffering. The key word here is compassion. Buddhism is about compassion and compassionate acts that stem from compassion. I take off on this as we honor and appreciate Mother's Day. Mother's compassion is something we can easily relate to when we speak of Buddhism. I think that in explaining Buddhism, we sometimes can get caught up in various explanations of the religious doctrine. This might be important to gain the background and understanding of it, but more importantly is the aspect of living the teaching, that is, to experience it in our daily lives. One way of seeing Buddhism in everyday life, I thought, was expressed in a book entitled Aloha, The Spirit Within You, by Dr. Linda Wheeler. It speaks to the fact that here in Hawaii, acts of kindness, friendliness, helpfulness, and genuine caring are referred to as the Aloha Spirit. Dr. Wheeler describes it as a strong emotion that connects people to each other and results in positive personal relationships. She believes that the Aloha Spirit lives within all of us, and we all have the capacity to share that spirit with others. When anyone feels the Aloha Spirit, one is motivated to practice and perpetuate it simply because it nourishes the soul and provides us with the feeling of love, joy, and peace. Dr. Wheeler and myself as well believe that the Aloha Spirit is an extremely powerful concept that can dramatically change our life. When we live the Aloha Spirit, we become empowered in recognizing the value of our life. It is especially powerful because it is contagious, and what we give comes back over and over again, sometimes in totally unexpected ways, like a gentle drizzle that blesses us, and at times like an instant downpour that overwhelms us with gifts. When we have emotionally and spiritually touched someone, it can take our breath away. Words and actions come together to strengthen the human connection, and it is this powerful force that binds us as human beings. The Aloha Spirit is warmth, trust, respect, and friendship extended to another person for no other reason than to make that person feel special and loved. This gift of Aloha is something anyone can give to another, but it must be nurtured and developed within you, like when we hear Amida Buddha's compassionate call. No definition can adequately convey the essence of the Aloha Spirit. It simply goes beyond any definition, but we can see it and feel it in our interactions with others. Practicing it on a daily basis is to know it. I think this is the same way in Buddhism, as it is only experienced when we live it. This is what spirituality is about, the living of the principles. Living Aloha is, to me, a way of realizing spirituality. Buddhism is alive and dynamic when we live it in our daily lives. So as we approach Mother's Day tomorrow, let us take the time to honor and appreciate all mothers. And it is fitting that we refer to the compassionate heart of Mother with the compassionate heart of Amida Buddha, and that although they are not the same, brings the essence of compassion closer to our understanding in everyday terms. May we reflect on this, and may we take this compassionate heart of Mother as a reminder in our daily lives. And yes, there are times when mothers do scold us when necessary, right? Remembering that too is Mother's compassion. May we appreciate Mother's gift of compassion that has sustained us throughout our lives. In gratitude for all mothers and for Amida Buddha's compassionate heart, we say Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you.